Well, earlier today, Mike Holmgren introduced Jimmy Haslam as the new owner of the Cleveland Browns, and we are very, very pleased to have him on the show with us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Great to have you. So what, besides the availability of an NFL franchise, made the Browns so attractive to you?
Fan base and excitement about football here. You heard me say in the press conference, when we found out it was the Cleveland Browns, our initial reaction was extremely positive, and we called five or six people around the country that we have a tremendous amount of respect for, and the response from everyone is, you can't find a better franchise than the Cleveland Browns. And since we've been here, it's been amazing. I mean, everybody we've come into contact talks about the Browns, how important the Browns are to the community, and how we need to win.
And you made a reference to that other team in which you previously held a minority stake, the Steelers. What can you tell fans to make them feel a little more comfortable that, along with the enormous financial investment in the Browns, that you're making an equally large emotional investment here?
Well, hopefully that comes through. Okay, hopefully you can tell the kind of intensity and passion that we approach things. And this is a big deal. But if somebody asked me tonight what my main impression was and my main thought for today was, my biggest thought is this, is that our family and we have a tremendous responsibility to make sure we win here because the Cleveland community deserves it. And I mean that. I walk away with not a heavy load on my shoulders, but thinking, I already thought we had to make this work, but now I really think we got to make it work because the Cleveland community, it will be awesome for.
You no doubt did a great deal of homework on this team, but also on the community. In this region, you mentioned that you have 32 truck stops in Ohio, building four more. What tells you that you can make what you call the family's second largest investment thrive, given what you know about the local economy and the national economy for that matter?
Well, let's start with, it's the NFL, okay? And there's only 32 teams. I think this is one of the better teams in the NFL to own and control. So you start off there with a wonderful base. And I'll just go back to what I've been saying. The fan base here is phenomenal, okay? It's phenomenal. And one of the people we called, I'll just say this, I don't think you'd mind, is Paul Tagliabue, and said, Commissioner, what do you think about the Cleveland Browns? We have an opportunity to potentially acquire it. And he goes, it's an unbelievable franchise. And we said, why do you say that? And he said, because the fan base is phenomenal there. And we see that, you feel it. And I keep coming back to this, and people are saying, why does he keep saying this? Is, if we win, it's going to be unbelievable. And if not, it's our fault. But we need to win.
And you've shared some of the personal contact you've already had with this fan base.
Oh, absolutely. And it just continues and continues. And Wednesday night, we're going to be there at the stadium spending time where we get to meet people. And, you know, I said it publicly, and we're going to do it. We're going to sit in the stands the first exhibition game so we can see, you know, how long do you have to wait in concession line? Are the restrooms clean? You got to remember, we're in the service business. You know, we run restaurants, sure, and truck stops, and so we're used to taking care of the customer. And there's two ways to do that. The first is to win. But the second is to make sure they have a great experience at the game. We walked out on the field today, and the first question I asked Mike, and we had several thousand people there at 8:30 this morning, is, I said, Mike, do we charge for admission to this? And he went, no. And I went, good. And he said, why do you say that? I says, hey, a lot of people can't afford a ticket to an NFL game, can't afford to bring their kids. And these are our future fans. You see all those little kids out there with the orange shirts on. We need to give them a great experience, and to be able to be, you know, 20 yards from Trent or Brandon or whomever is a great experience for these young kids.
To give people a visual on this audio medium, you're wearing a Browns tie. You got Browns
proudly
helmets on it.
Proudly.
And a Browns watch. Pin on your lapel and, yeah, a Browns watch. How would you describe the management style you bring here?
You know, it's going to be hands-on, and I say that, though. I would just say involved and passionate and all about winning. I'm careful about the hands-on because this isn't like our truck stop business where, you know, I know all the intricacies because that's what we've ever done. There's a lot of people in this building who know a lot more about football than I do and a lot more about the business, the NFL, than I do. So I think our job is to get up the curve, provide the right environment. I've been asking these kind of questions. How does our practice facility compare to everybody else's practice facility? We go to the stadium tomorrow. We're going to go to the stadium and look around and, okay, how does this compare to other NFL stadiums? What can we do to make things better for the fans? And I think it's by asking those kind of challenging questions, not that they may not have already thought of them, that'll help probe people to be better.
With ownership transfers like this in all businesses, change is inevitable. How much in the way of changes are you anticipating making?
You know, I said in the press conference, I have no idea, okay? The first time I ever met anybody associated with the Cleveland Browns beside Randy Lerner was last night when we had dinner with Mike. We've now had lunch with Pat, watched practice with Tom Heckert. We shook hands with all the coaches when we were showering. I've shaken hands with a few players, but we don't know enough to comment. So I just reserve judgment. These are people who have families. They got big jobs. They got really important jobs. And the last thing I want to do is be a distraction. I want these guys to win on the field. And after today, I don't want it to be about the new owner. I want it to be about the team on the field.
Football. During your news conference, you mentioned developing this passion for the game, starting with the fact that your dad played at Tennessee.
He did.
And you were raised as a football fan.
Absolutely.
But you also have a close friendship, I know, with Peyton Manning.
Absolutely.
Through Tennessee as well, and the Manning family. Can you please discuss how they've influenced you from that standpoint?
Well, they're just, and I think a lot of people know this, you may know it, as great athletes as the Mannings are, they're even better people. And I don't know Cooper, the oldest brother, well. Archie, as my younger brother says, is Archie's the nicest famous guy you've ever met. And that's true. One of the first, when this became official, the second text I got yesterday was from Archie Manning. And last night we got back to the room, I had a email from Peyton. They're just class people. They're great friends. And we have the utmost respect for them.
You were out in the practice field this morning. What kind of observations were you making? Because I watched you take – I mean, you weren't taking notes, but you had a script in your back, just like any –
Well, here again, I was standing with experts, right? I was standing there with Mike. I was standing there with Tom. And I was asking them questions like, what do you look at? And I was asking Mike, okay, Brandon's really important. When Brandon drops back to pass, what are you watching? And just trying to listen and learn. And, you know, you're impressed with the physicality of Trent Richardson. I've said this, being a Tennessee fan, I've been on the – he was 3 at Alabama. He's 33 here. I told him, he came up, and I said – he started laughing. He said, I heard you're a Tennessee guy. And I said, man, I'm glad to be on the same team as you because, I mean, you're just impressed with how physical he is. So it's a good-looking group of guys. I also thought they had great enthusiasm. I mean, it's hot. They've been doing this for a week now, but they were into it.
Mr. Haslam, thank you so much for
joining us. Thank you very much.
Mr. Jimmy Haslam, he is the new owner of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.